Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports update.
All right. Sabres defeated the Stars in Dallas last night, 4-1. Linus Ullmark stopped 28 of 28 shots. Kyle Okposo had two assists. Jimmy Vesey, Rasmus Dahlin, Michael Frolik. That would be 28 of 29 shots. Zemgus Girgensson scored. And Jack Eichel had an assist, extending his personal point streak to 9 games. Jamie Benn scored. Ben Bishop made 18 saves for the Stars. Buffalo is at Nashville tomorrow to face the Predators at 8 p.m. And it's the dad's trip. Flames beat the Maple Leafs 2-1 in a shootout last night in Toronto. Derek Ryan scored. David Riddick, 35 saves for the Flames. Matthew Tkachuk scored the only goal in the shootout. William Nylander scored for Toronto, and Frederik Andersen made 31 saves. The Washington Capitals defeated the New Jersey Devils 5-2 in Washington last night. Alex Ovechkin, the grade 8, scored his 30th goal of the season as part of his 25th career hat trick. Ovi has 31 goals this season, giving him 15 consecutive seasons with at least 30, tying the NHL record for most to start a career. And Carl Hagelin, Jakub Vrana also scored. Ilya Samsonov made 32 saves. Wayne Simmonds scored for the Devils. Blake Coleman scored his 4th goal in 2 games. It has been reported that Hurricanes defenseman Dougie Hamilton has suffered a broken fibula after getting tangled up with forward Kevin Stenland in the Canes 3-2 loss to the Blue Jackets last night. The report stated further evaluation today will determine if surgery is needed. Tune into One Bills Live from noon to 3 with John Murphy and Steve Tasker. They will be previewing championship weekend as we will be joined by Bills reporter Maddie Glab, NFL Films' Greg Cosell, and Bleacher Report's Tyler Dunn. Today's National Day, Hot Buttered Rum Day. There you go. That's your sports update for today. Fun fact, Riv. Fun fact. There's a couple on here. One relevant. Two that are relevant. One relevant to a conversation we were having earlier. Islanders forward Mike Bossy sets an NHL single-season record with his 8th hat trick of the season and a 6-4 victory over the Capitals. Over the Capitals. How about that? Talk about, like, Ovechkin had a hat trick. We were talking about greatest goal scorers of all time and Ovechkin, and he plays for Washington. Anything? Nothing? The other thing I was going to say on this day, maybe this will excite you. It's tough. You got to throw a bunch at you to try to get you to bite on something, right? You know? And on this day, in 1981. Big day for you and your brother. Big day. Why is that? It's my birthday.
Oh.
No, if you knew, my birthday was May 5th. Motley Crue was formed. Motley
really?
Crue. That's 1981? Your band, isn't it? Isn't that your band?
Yeah, I like the crew. I like the crew, yeah.
Firing around a red dragon with Motley Crue.
Did you like the movie?
Sucked.
I thought it was good.
No, terrible.
I thought it was great. The only thing that I did not like...
It's entertainment.
It was entertainment. The only thing I did not like about the movie is did you not think that they made Tommy Lee out to be like just a complete little dweener schnitzel?
Maybe that's what he was. Maybe.
Really?
I don't know. Who played him? Machine Gun Kelly, right? Played
Far out, man. Super cool, bro.
He was pretty good.
Yeah, real rad. Rock on. Yeah. What?
That's probably how it was, though, in 1983.
That wasn't Tommy Lee. I was very disappointed.
Well,
If I were Tommy Lee, I would not sign off on that movie.
If you're thinking, but that's not the movie. It's also the book,
Buy, sell, trade. Would you want an NHL career of 15 years? Or would you want 15 years of fame playing in a band of, Metallica, Motley Crue?
15 and 15.
What?
Like a 15-year NHL career or 1 year.
Two platinum albums.
Yeah, maybe like you get like, especially now in today's world with the singles that are released, it's not albums, so yeah, it's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. It's electronic.
You had one album.
You could make a song on your phone now.
You could.
And send it out.
So anyway.
So realistically.
Party like a rock star or party like an NHL hockey player?
What years?
Some could say you could do both.
Party like an NHL player in 1988. Or, yeah, that would... They probably partied harder than we did.
I could be wrong on this, but I think it was Eddie Van Halen that said every rock star wants to be a jock and every jock wants to be a rock star. I would take rock star all day long. All day long. You don't have to train.
But you know what? That's a misconception, though. They like when you record an album and they work on that album and write the songs, it's got to be grueling.
I'll tell although you what
they're
there
doing
isn't.
It
no
with a lot
fat.
Of intense.
Listen, no one's yelling at you because you're drinking bourbon at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but the guys that
happens all the time now.
They're praising you.
Ribs. There was hockey players that did that and had fantastic careers. But in today's world, if you're going to write an album and write songs, you're not doing it drunk and
just joking. That's
it's completely different also. So, I mean.
I can't even tell you. I cannot. I tell a lot of stories, but there are stories that cannot be told. It is crazy how I am still in this league and played this long with the stuff that happened in Montreal. Back in that time, late in the mid to late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah. You're lucky to be alive after a couple of team parties.
Great.
Where some big guys in leather jackets showed up and the gangs, the motorcycle gangs in Montreal would show up to the Christmas party.
Drinking shots with these two strapping young men with black leather jackets, and half an hour later, they were out front on the patio with guns pulled with the cops. They were part of a certain biker gang.
And they kept saying, "It's not me. It's Greg Rivet. He's inside. Go get him."
And I walked out. I say, hey, these guys are with us. And I said, what's going on? He's like, well, they pulled a gun on a guy in the bathroom downstairs and threatened to kill him. I said, okay, take him away. I'm good with that.
Okay.
Okay, buy, sell, trade presented by Buffalo Sports. That took a left-hand turn.
Buy, sell, trade. That story really happened. Sell.
Absolutely happened. I wasn't there, and I can confirm that happened. It's not because I've heard the story before.
No,
I
just I've heard
the
story
you hear
before.
From me, or do you hear from somebody else?
I don't have to. This is a great thing about being in the media. We don't have to reveal our sources.
What is your buy-sell trade today?
Buy-sell trade. Ovechkin breaking Gretzky's record would be good for hockey. This is every time Ovechkin scores a goal, ladies and gentlemen, Riv comes in, and on the board is how many goals he's going to score year by year, how many years is he going to play, and is he going to hit .895? So I'll start with you, Riv. Buy-sell trade. Breaking Gretzky's record would be good for hockey.
Oh, for sure. This is great. I mean, Alex Ovechkin, here's the thing. I wouldn't even be watching this if I didn't like the person in general. I'm going to tell you, Alex Ovechkin is a really, really great ambassador for the game of hockey. There's so many young kids that are great eight fans. He is so good with the media, and I just think he's a really, really good person for the game of hockey. And you know what? I love the way he plays. I love how he plays the game. I'm so happy for him that he won a Stanley Cup, and I'm happy for him that he learned what he needed to do to be a better player for his team to have an opportunity to win the Stanley Cup. And it took Alex Ovechkin a long time. It's not about scoring 65 goals a year. It's about playing the right way and you know, having success. And I think this would be huge. This would be huge. Groundbreaking if Alex Ovechkin broke Wayne Gretzky's goal record.
Marty?
I'm going to buy this, and I'm buying because Wayne Gretzky has so many records that will never be broken So in an era where goal scoring was down when Ovechkin came in the league, and then they changed the rules to enhance the goal scoring a little bit, but it was still not what it was in the 80s when Gretzky was around. I think this would show longevity, consistency, the fact that you can be a goal scorer in today's NHL, and it's not just about the Bossies and the Bernie Nichols and the Wayne Gretzky and the Mario Lemieux. It could be about the Connor McDavid, the Austin Matthews, the Patrick Laine, David Pastrnak, Alex Ovechkin, Jack Eichel. It could be about these guys. And I think it would do so much good for the game to have maybe one of Gretzky's record be broken.
Yep. I'll buy this, that I think it would be good for hockey, but it doesn't mean I'll be happy about it.
Really?
But it was Gretzky's... streak, 51 game point streak,
like
where
that.
He had 153 points in 51 games. That was 3 points a game for 51 games. I mean, that's never going to be touched. That's never going to be broken.
Not even close. No one will ever touch his point record.
It was like Marty Brodeur, like getting by Terry Sawchuk with the shutout record, right? Nobody thought that it was going to be possible. And all of a sudden, Marty's getting close. And before you know it, he's cutting down the nets and he's, you know, winning all these records, most wins as a goalie, most shutouts, most game played.
He either
whatever.
Tied or broke that record here, the shutout record here in Buffalo.
Did he really?
He either tied it or broke it. I can't remember which one, but it was one or the other. Yeah, I'll buy it, and I think it'd be good for the game, but I don't know that I would be happy about it. Simple as that. But I think it'd be amazing to see.
And you it's don't not have
anything.
To be happy
it's
about
not
it.
Anything about Ovechkin, because I will say this: Ovechkin will become
what
the
is
greatest
it about, then?
The greatest goal scorer, and he might even have. I said it before the show. He might even have, because they were showing it the other day, the most amazing goal in the history of the game ever against Arizona, which
it happened yesterday.
Coincidentally
so many years
enough,
ago.
Gretzky was
you
coaching
know
that
amazing?
Game.
My last conversation with Ovechkin, and you know, we had played against each other for a very long time, and at one point in time, I was a good defenseman and was on the ice defending against Ovi, and I remember multiple games where he came across the ice like a freight train and ran me over like I was a toothpick. Yeah. And, you know, my mentality was tit for tat, bud. And I ran him over like something fierce. It was amazing. And we both got up after I had literally lit him up. We both started laughing as we started skating away. And I will never forget that. I will never forget it. It was in Washington. And both of us, after I lit him up, because he knew that he smoked me.
Yep.
And I lit him up and great body check. And he got up and we both started laughing, skating up the ice. And these are things that I remember about Alex Ovechkin. He was very honest, but he is one physical, nasty guy, right. The way he plays. And I loved it. But I remember the conversation that I had with Alex Ovechkin near my time here in Buffalo, and I was sitting out games. I was a healthy scratch, and I remember we played Washington here in Buffalo, and I was walking out one night after the game, and Ovi was walking to the bus, and he came across the way to come over to me and ask me, "Riffs, what is going on? Why are you not playing?" And I was, you know, we had a big long conversation about, hey, you know, my time's up. And listen, I'm going to do what I have to do to kind of, you know, take care of myself. So when I do have a shot, I will be ready to play. But this is what it's all about. And he just said to me, "I'm going to try and get you in Washington." He says, "We could use you for the playoff run." And I was just like, you know, guess stand in line. Stand in line, you know. But I just remember him coming across to me and just saying, you know, "Is you great player, this and that." And, you know, that means a lot to me. I'll always have a soft heart for Alex Ovechkin just for those reasons of playing against him and, you know, my last conversation with him.
All right. When we come back, Dis or Dad, so stick around. And Darren Dreger at 11:30 will talk more about what's on the trade front. Eventually, the levy's going to break at some point. So we'll hear something and see if Darren Dreger has anything. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Quick here, this or that, before Darren Dreger comes in at 11:30. We'll talk about a bunch of different things, updates on some player movement possibly for the Sabres, Dougie Hamilton's injury. So we know it's a broken fibula right now. So there's going to be some need on defense for the Carolina Hurricanes. Let's see if the Sabres may have a hand in it. But right now, we'll start a non-hockey this or that, and then we'll go into the hockey this or that. So there's a bit of a debate happening on Twitter right now about ginger ale. And which brand of ginger ale do you like better? So we're going to just stick with two, and we're going to ask, which ginger ale do you like better, Canada Dry or Schweppes ginger ale? Is that how you say it, Schweppes?
That's how you say it.
That's how I said it. S-C-H-W-E-P-P-E-S, Schweppes ginger ale or Canada Dry, this or that, which one do you like better?
Very different in taste. I mean, if you know, like some people say they can't tell the Coke and Pepsi challenge.
Oh, you can totally tell.
You can totally tell.
You can tell Sierra Mist and Sprite and 7-Up, and you can tell all of them, and same with ginger ale.
So very different taste, but I'm going to go with Nickelback Dry on this one.
Okay, Nickelback Dry.
Canada Dry. Nickelback is Canada.
Okay. I don't know the difference between. I don't drink a lot of ginger ale.
I
so
like a little Captain.
I would go to the Canada Dry, I would think.
Okay, just because
if I had to pick, yeah.
If you had to pick, but you should give it a test and see. They're very distinct taste. Now let me ask you this: my kids drink a lot of ginger beer. Do you like ginger beer or ginger ale better?
Do not like anything ginger.
Well, ginger ale is ginger.
Hence me not drinking
ginger
ale.
Well, this
ale
or that, PD, ginger beer or ginger ale?
I love ginger beer.
Really?
And I like it spicy. I know you say you don't it spicy. I like a lot of bite in my ginger beer, too.
Okay.
Summertime only, though. Outside.
Yeah, that's the fresh one. Like, people do Moscow Mule, right? They do the ginger ale, as my computer beeps right here. So, anyway, okay. I'm not a big fan of ginger beer. The kids like it. Let's move on from the cultural this or that. Here, let's go to hockey this or that. Listen, there's a couple of goalies that are making really, really big headlines lately. One is Elvis Merzlikins. Merzlikins, yep, yep, in Columbus. He started the season 0-4, and then Corpusalo got hurt in the shootout after John Tortorella didn't like the clock management, and they should have won. The whole big deal. Since that day, Merzlikins is 7-2, and Columbus is soaring with his play. Okay. And then there's Igor Shesterkin in New York, who got called up. So now they got a three-headed monster in New York with Lundqvist, Georgiev, and now Shesterkin. And
Shesterkin just got called up?
Just got called up like a week and a half ago, maybe 10 days ago. He played a couple of games, played well. He's the new up-and-coming guy. But more importantly, one's name is Elvis, and the other one's name is Igor. I'm asking you, we'll probably know those two goalies just by their first name, because it's hard to say their last name. Which first name is better, Elvis or Igor, this or that?
Well, Igor is pretty common when it comes to the Russian guys, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, Shesterkin and Merzlikins.
When's the last time you heard of a kid named Elvis?
Such a beautiful baby. What's his name? Elvis.
For, right? Yeah.
Come here, baby, Elvis.
Okay, so I'm asking you this or that.
The funny thing is, I was watching this kid play just the other day, and they kept on talking about his name, Elvis, this, that. And I was thinking to myself, what's the nickname for this guy?
The King? Elvis was the king, right? The king of...
There already is one king in this league, and there's not going to be another one. So what do you call him? E? What do you call him?
Ellie? No, you'd probably call him
E. Call him Graceland.
Graceland?
Elvis. Unbelievable name.
Okay, this or that, you pick Elvis. What about you, PD? Elvis or Igor?
Elvis.
See, like, Elvis to me is too common. It's not Russian enough. Igor. Igor is my name. Igor. I like Igor Shesterkin. So that's who I'm going with.
In the Igor's district. Got a bad name because he catches a bad rap because of the guy with the pins that come out of his head.
Pins?
Frankenstein. Isn't that his mad scientist in there, Igor?
I have no idea. I'm not a well-educated person in that field.
Igor
there,
sounds like a mad scientist name.
I like Igor, but that's you guys want to go with Elvis? You want to go with Elvis? That's fine. Okay, talking about a couple of other goalies, if you guys caught insider trading, and we'll talk to Darren Dreger in just a little bit, Chicago is having a bit of a goalie situation. Robin Leonard says, I want to get paid. I played well enough last year in Long Island. I'm playing well enough this year. I want to resign, but I want to get paid, and I want it to be long-term. Corey Crawford is saying, I'm not going to be a backup. I still have games to give. I still want to be a number one, and I'm not going to be a backup goaltender. If you're the Blackhawks right now, who do you go with? Robin Leonard or Corey Crawford, this or that?
This is very easy. One's 35, and he is definitely at the end of his road. And one is 28, who's in his prime, who's got the next 4 or 5 years are going to be in his prime. Robin Leonard is absolutely the guy that you move forward with. You tell Crawford, thank you very much for the two cups, but we're going in a different direction. See you later.
I think he only won one of those. Antti Niemi.
Does he have two cups?
No. It was Antti Niemi, and Crawford wasn't a backup that year. I don't believe he was. But anyway.
Kabubelin.
Nikolai has been boozing.
Well, one was Fichaud, who won it, right?
Fichaud.
Not Fichaud, but Niemi. Yeah. And the other one was
Crawford. But Crawford only has a one Stanley Cup, I believe. But anyway.
You're thinking about the French guy who was the backup.
Who was the goaltenders that won the three cups in Chicago? One was Niemi. One was Crawford.
Three?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so Crawford has two. You're right. Crawford has two.
Walking with the conversation, Marty.
No, but he said, okay.
You tired?
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, he worked late.
I worked late last night. That's all right.
He did
pull
double duty for you.
I just had to like try to pick up this show with a good segment, and I completely blew it. That's fine. We'll just have to turn to Darren Dreger. Let's just go to break. You know what? This was bad. My bad. Let's just go to break.
You didn't have your facts straight. Let's just go to break.
You're fired from this or that.
I'm fired right now. I'm firing myself. We're going to bring in the big heavy gun. Darren Dreger is coming up here on the Instigators WGR 550 and MSG.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, On List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing comes close.
All right, welcome back. I'm with Craig Rivet. Darren Dreger is going to join us on FaceTime here, and Martin Biron, who's here physically, but
I got fired.
Mentally, he is still so at TSN.
What are you talking about?
You're the guy that gets traded to a team, but you still wear the old undershirt and
you're
stuff.
You're FaceTiming your old team in the room.
Right now? You're
what the guy. Hey, guys, what are you guys doing?
Guys, I saw so-and-so at work yesterday. I miss being with you guys. You're so great. But I'm here. Dregs, how are you?
I'm not bad. How are you guys?
Good. Do you get that feeling from Marty that he just his physically he's here, but his heart is there?
Yeah, in part. But I mean, Marty is a friend to everybody. I don't think Marty has ever had an enemy in his life. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I had one. So. His name was Matt Cook. I think a lot of people had Matt Cook as an enemy, but that's okay.
So there's that. There you go. I thought you.
I got fired again. I'm on my way out.
I thought there was going to be more to that conversation than that. What's up, Dregs? First of all, number one, are you parked or are you just on the 401 or the QEW or what?
Well, if I was on the 401 or QEW and I was staring into my phone, we'd have a problem. I'm parked. I'm just outside the TSN studios. I've had a busy week, guys. Not complaining. It's been a good week, but planes, trains, and automobiles for me this week. But I'm back in Toronto. I actually did the Leaf game last night against Calgary Flames, and now I'm parked in the TSN compound. I've got to do a radio show, Leafs lunch at noon, and that's about it for the week. So, hold on. I've got the Ottawa game. Ottawa, Calgary tomorrow, so my week continues.
Let me ask you, Dregs, we had a question, and PD asked, who is the young next OV, goal scorer-wise? And I threw out names like Pastrnak and Matthews, and you've seen both of them go. Which one will be known as the pure goal scorer, kind of like OV was in his heyday and continues to be?
Well, that's coin flip right now between Pastrnak and Austin Matthews, but... For me, it's Austin Matthews, and he was a little quiet last night. I'm not going to lie. That line in particular, he and Marner, which, going in, I described as the most dynamic duo in the sport right now. Now, that can change game by game, week by week. And last night, it changed because they weren't nearly as dynamic as what we've seen. But, Austin Matthews' ability to put the puck in the net, his accuracy with the shot, is somewhat reminding of Alex Ovechkin. We had a quiz question or some type of question yesterday as part of our coverage asking if we thought it was possible that Austin Matthews could score 60 this year. And I think Jeff O'Neill said 0% chance. Dave Poulin said 40%. And I went with 20%. Now, he's got a lot of ground to cover. What do they have left? 34 games, 35 games.
Yeah.
So he's got to score 26 in that time frame. I gave him a 20% chance. I think he's capable of that. So for all things considered, especially when I look at, the chemistry that he has with Mitch Marner, the way Austin Matthews has played the last few weeks, maybe even since Sheldon Keefe took over on the bench from Mike Babcock, I think he might be the closest in terms of that pure goal scorer sort of label.
Darren Dreger joining us here on the Instigators as he always does on Friday at 11:30. I want to just ask, you said it's been a crazy week. What has been the biggest storyline for you this week?
Would be the Gerard Gallant firing of the Vegas Golden Knights. Did not see that coming in any way, shape, or form. And I guess I was just about as surprised with Ray Shiro getting gonged as general manager of the New Jersey Devils. But, I mean, you've got the Vegas Golden Knights, who won, by the way, as we know, last night with Pete DeBoer on the bench, you know, fighting for the division lead in the Pacific Division. They were 3 points out at the time that Gallant got let go. And I knew how popular a coach Gerard Gallant was in Vegas, not just with the fans, but with the players. So this is like a Lou Lamoriello type of move by Kelly McCrimmon, the general manager of the Vegas Golden Knights, because he's going with his gut. He doesn't care about popular opinion. He's seen something in the play of the Golden Knights over the past month, maybe month plus, that led him to a real drastic decision. Now, I don't think that McCrimmon makes this call without Peter DeBoer being available. And I've always said this, when you fire coaches, you better damn well be sure that there's somebody better available. And at least in the mind of Kelly McCrimmon, and by extension, George McPhee, and maybe by extension, Bill Foley, the owner, Peter DeBoer gives them a better chance to get back to the Stanley Cup and perhaps win that Stanley Cup. So this is a pretty big gamble by Kelly McCrimmon. But from the Lou Lamoriello book of plays, I can understand it. Bold, but that's the big story for me this week.
Big news coming out of Carolina. Dougie Hamilton, their all-star defenseman, going down with a pretty gruesome injury, breaking his fibula. Yeah. What are they going to do to try and replace this minute eater on defense, this point producer on defense? What are their thoughts moving forward?
Well, you know what, Riv? I'd be real surprised if they now use what they've got, which is depth in that position on the back end, as currency to try and add a forward. Because, you know, countless times we've speculated on what the Carolina Hurricanes might do in trying to acquire a Kasperi Kapanen or an offensive piece. And all along we've talked about, well, maybe they'd use, you know, some of the assets that they have on the defensive side of things. They're not going to do that. I can't imagine they do that. As to how you replace Dougie Hamilton, I don't think you can. This is devastating. This is heartbreaking for all the good hockey reasons. I mean, Dougie Hamilton was having a miraculous, an unbelievable year for the Carolina Hurricanes, solidly in the conversation for Norris Trophy, and then something devastating like this happens. So I don't know if Donnie Waddell is just going to try and eat some of those big minutes up internally, whether or not he does feel compelled to drift into the trade market and acquire a piece. But it's no different than any other big minute, big offensive defenseman going down on any team in the National Hockey League. You just can't replace guys like that. You can try and cover off their minutes with either bringing in a piece to add a bit of depth to that position, but you don't replace a player like Dougie Hamilton.
Now, just on a side note, Nino Niederreiter, he's, what is he, on the fourth line right now? Is he a guy that's available?
I would think he would have to be, you know, for that very reason. And you can look around the National Hockey League and see other players that are similar to that. I mean, there's been yet again more speculation around Sam Bennett of the Calgary Flames as an example. I mean, there's a young guy who is, you know, kind of getting to a point of the crossroads in his career whereby he needs a change of scenery. So maybe Nino Niederreiter needs exactly that. You know, there are two players who I'm sure they believe that they're top six worthy, certainly top nine worthy, but on some nights they're either in the press box or they're playing on the fourth line. So I think a lot of teams are at a point now as they come out of their scouting meetings where they've got a real good handle on the misfits or the potential trade bait items on every team's roster. And I think that Niederreiter probably fits into that category. In fairness, I haven't heard his name out there in trade speculation, but I'd be shocked if he wasn't available to some degree.
No, Drags, I moved away from Canada when I was 20 years old, and I've not lived in Canada since then. I thought we were all friendly and nice people. What's happening that now Calgary and Edmonton want to go to World War over Kassian and Tkachuk, and now Perreault and Vancouver, Jake Virtanen, they're going to war because Perreault said basically, if Vertanen comes after me or anybody that comes after me with an elbow, they're going to have to eat my stick. Like, where is the line being drawn with some of the post-game comments and some of the discipline that's being handed out by the National Hockey League and George Perreault?
Well, I can tell you this, and I say this with 100% confidence. I can guarantee that Andrew Peters and Craig Reve, a number of times over the course of their career, in their dressing room, out for beverages, whatever, said in a private setting, if that guy does that to me again or even tries, he's going through my stick. Yeah. I mean, that's a comment that hockey players make. But you don't make it in front of a camera. You don't make it to the media. I don't care how pissed off you are. And I understand why Perreault was upset. I mean, at the very least, that's a penalty. And based on how the Department of Player Safety often mets out its form of discipline, you could make a case that that was a suspendable offense. But, you know, the Department of Player Safety, of course, looked at that play a dozen different ways. They felt that the force wasn't significant enough to rise to the level of supplemental discipline. And my understanding is, based on the people that I talked to, that they felt that the elbow of Vertanen actually grazed the chin or beard of Matthew Perreault, and the impact was more to the shoulder. Perreault clearly didn't disagree. But the problem now is, based on what he said to the media, he's now gone on record saying that he is going to take matters into his own hands. So if he were to do something moving forward with his stick, anything stick related, well, guess what? George Perreault and the Department of Player Safety are going to say, hey, man, you went on record saying you were going to do this. Now you've done it, and we have no choice but to apply supplemental discipline. As for the Cassian and Matthew Tkachuk nonsense, we're all going to watch January 29th. I'm okay with everything that's gone on there because I'm sick and tired of talking about the eighth of an inch offside reviews. This gives us something fresh. This is real emotion in the National Hockey League, and the Battle of Alberta is now no longer a fabricated rivalry. This is legit. Now, the National Hockey League wasn't amused by Zach Cassian's comments, and I know, as we reported on Insider Trading, that Colin Campbell, you know, called both general managers to say, hey, tone it down. We know that George Perreault is going to attend that January 29th game, and undoubtedly, Stephen Walken, the head of officiating, is going to have, you know, a veteran officiating crew manage that game as well. But we're going to watch it, aren't we? Because of everything that we're seeing right here in the aftermath.
I think Perreault is ruining the party by going. He's totally ruining the party by going. We got to talk to you about Sabres. I mean, obviously, Jason Bottrell was on with Mike Schopen and the Bulldog on, I think it was Monday. Help me out. Maybe Tuesday.
Monday, I think.
This week. And, you know, said obviously, Tuesday? You know, trying to make trades or moving pieces, Erod being one, Bogosian being another, maybe others. Anything on that front?
No, I checked in this morning because I know that, hey, I'll give you guys credit. Normally it's the first question you ask. So now it seems like it's the last or the second last. But I checked in this morning. I'm told that there's nothing imminent. And again, it's not through a lack of effort or interest. We know what the Buffalo Sabres would like to add. But, you know, no different than the Philadelphia Flyers. I mean, Chuck Fletcher would like to add a forward as well. But he's hoping and expecting that Nolan Patrick is going to be able to come back. And that might feel like a significant trade. Jeff Skinner, it sounds like he's going to be healthy enough to return to the Buffalo Sabres, if not right after the break, then very soon after the break. So maybe that adds an internal injection to that forward core. It's going to need to. Skinner has to. That's what he's paid to do. So if he can do that, it takes a little bit of the pressure and the heat off, but that doesn't mean that Jason Botterill won't stop looking or stop talking to other teams about the potential of a trade and adding another forward.
All right, Drags. Well, that's on this day, 1981, I got to tell you, Motley Crue was formed. Are you a big Motley Crue fan?
I wouldn't say I'm a big Motley Crue fan, but I'm a Motley Crue fan. I like some of that old stuff for sure.
Did you watch the movie?
With you. No problem.
Did you watch the movie that they came out with last year about Motley Crue?
It's called The Dirt.
The Dirt.
And the movie was Dirt, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think I watched like maybe 15, 20 minutes of it, snippets of it, but I didn't watch the
I thought
whole
it was
thing.
Good.
Tough
Ribs
to
is
it was
me.
Tough to watch, wasn't it, Drex?
No.
Yeah. You know, I'm not really a movie guy. I'm not going to lie. I liked it. Although this one is more of a documentary type of thing. I prefer the documentary style. Like, I don't know. You guys watched The Irishman. It was like 3.5 hours.
Yep.
I mean, it was okay. But I got up about 17 times, went to the fridge, did all kinds of things, and came back and felt like I didn't miss anything. So that's why I don't watch a lot of movies.
That's the only thing that's keeping me back from watching. I said that's the only thing that's keeping me back from watching Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is the length of time.
No.
Dregs had a segment with us on Skype while he was watching The Irishman. Like, that's pretty multitasking right there.
No question. No question. Dregs. But my attention span doesn't last very long.
Hey, you know, you're talking to the right crew for that. Listen, thanks for your time today. We'll talk to you next Friday. Try to dig some dirt up, eh? Anything. Anything.
Just Molly Crew.
Make something up. Next weekend, Dregs going to come dirt. On here. You're going to make up some fake news if you have none. How's that sound?
No. I'll leave that to your other guests on other days of the week to make stuff up.
Wow.
There you go. Wow. Nice.
Kaboom. I love it. All right, Dregs, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you next week. Darren Dreger, every Friday right here at 11:30. We'll be right back with final segment for today. And we'll just preview the Sabres-Nashville game, which will take us to the All-Star break. We'll be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Live from the Seneca Studio, this is The Instigators.
Take us away, Riv.
Bueller.
Oh, there's the one movie quote
there,
he knows.
I'm working it. I don't have the same Rolodex as you, meatballs.
Can you take us out of here with a little bit of Motley Crue?
No.
He can't. Only in commercials.
You were just wailing away without any music, just rifling off the lyrics.
I don't
lyrics.
Believe that you can actually sing, Rivs. Unless you do it on the air and people can hear it, I don't believe you can actually
Where
sing.
Where have you been, Martin? I sing
oh, no,
on
no.
here
you heard Elliot
once a
on
month.
Here? It's Martin.
It's Martin.
It's Martin.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm talking to American Martin.
Martin Byron.
So what do we got? What do we got here?
We don't have anything.
You're poo-pooing.
Listen, Sabres are at Nashville tomorrow. They're probably, the dads are going to be at all the honky-tonk bars tonight in Nashville. They want to listen to people sing. They want to hear Craig Gervais sing.
Yes, they
do. Not singing, but I'll tell
you
this. I'll tell you this. Great game by the Sabres in Dallas. Now they're going into Nashville. Nashville has not played their best hockey, but I'll tell you this. They changed their coach.
No one cares right
and
now what you're saying. They want to hear you say.
I'm just going to tell you this. They changed their coach. The Sabres need to be ready because that coach, Hines, is going to start
What's
to
your favorite
implement.
Motley Crue song?
Livewire.
Sing it. Sing it. A little.
Nope.
You got 20 seconds.
What is your deal?
I cannot sing it without music.
You just did.
Yeah, you did.
No, you had your phone. You were playing music.
No, it was before that. All right, listen, I'm sorry, everybody. We let you down. We will not be here until Wednesday next week. So go Sabres.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.